640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago at the January 6th House Committee's final public meeting. Republican Vice Chair Liz Cheney says President Trump would not call off supporters attacking the Capitol.
No man who would behave that way at that moment in time can ever serve in any position of authority in our nation again. He is unfit for any office.
The panel is urging the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against the former president and several of his allies. CBS's Major Garrett calls it unprecedented.
It will be the weightiest decision this Justice Department will ever have to make, because we've never indicted a former president, let alone one seeking that office again.
Trump says it's an attempt to keep him from running for president. A guilty verdict for former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein.
A Los Angeles jury finds Harvey Weinstein guilty of 3 counts of sexual assault, including rape. The 70-year-old was charged with 7 criminal counts involving 4 different women. Weinstein was acquitted of sexual battery against another accuser, and a mistrial has been declared on the other counts. Attorney Gloria Allred represents one of those women.
Even though there was a mistrial today in reference to her, she was very brave and testified against him.
Weinstein is already serving a 23-year prison sentence after a New York jury convicted him of rape involving other women. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A late-week storm is expected to bring snow, wind, and bitter temps to the country's midsection. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We have a wind chill watch in effect in Colorado on Wednesday evening straight through Thursday that will see temperatures with feels-like numbers down as low as negative 50.
The B-2 bomber pauses operations to check aircraft safety after an in-flight emergency on 1 day ago. CBS's David Martin.
The stand-down has forced the cancellation of at least one high-profile mission. A scheduled flyover of the Rose Bowl parade and Rose Bowl on January 2nd of the new year. A B-1 bomber will conduct the flyover instead.
Former Cincinnati Reds ace Tom Browning has died. CBS's Peter King.
For starters, Tom Browning won 20 games as a rookie in 1985. 3 years later, he became only the 12th pitcher to do this.
And Tom Browning has pitched a perfect game.
Marty Brenneman on Reds radio. Then in 1990, Browning may have become the only player to do this during a World Series game.
Tom Browning earlier left the ballpark. His wife went into labor.
That's Tim McCarver on CBS. And after the game ended,
half hour later, my little boy was born, so it was pretty neat.
The Boone County, Kentucky Sheriff's Department says Browning wasn't breathing when deputies were called to his home. Former Reds pitcher Tom Browning was 62.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family?
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The New York University Law School last week published a case study exploring the different Wisconsin laws fake Trump electors may have broken after the 2020 election. The report listed 5 different charges State Attorney General Josh Call could pursue, including forgery, falsely assuming to act as a public officer, and misconduct in public office. Call tells Channel 27 in Madison he's aware of that report, but that he'll wait until after the federal investigation is over before deciding to pursue any state charges. We're keeping an eye on the potential for a winter storm that could complicate people's holiday travel plans. The storm could start Wednesday night and last into Friday. After that, temperatures are forecast to plunge into highs in the single digits into the Christmas holiday weekend. In sports, the Packers host the Rams tonight. The Bucks are at New Orleans. You're listening to The Shop, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. The House January 6th Committee votes to refer criminal charges to the Justice Department for former President Trump and lawyer John Eastman for their alleged roles in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Chairman Benny Thompson says Trump knew he lost the election, but chose to try and stay in office.
He summoned a mob to Washington, and knowingly they were armed and angry, pointed them to the Capitol and told them to fight like hell.
CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
The statute for one of those charges, insurrection, says someone convicted shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. This all marks the culmination of the committee's 18-month investigation, now as it seeks accountability.
Attorney John Eastman says of the January 6th House Select Committee,
it's a dangerous step that this committee, it seems to me, has undertaken. I'll say more than dangerous. It is a Stalinist tactic, and we ought to be opposing it with all of our might.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican leaders are again opposing state funding for a passenger rail project that would connect Milwaukee and Madison. The Associated Press reporting Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue opposes the state funding, but has not talked with Madison City leaders about the project. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has bluntly said, quote, no state funding, unquote, even though the project would be eligible for federal funding through the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed Congress last year. Republican leaders in Wisconsin say they don't want to be stuck subsidizing the project when the federal money runs out. They acknowledge many people do commute between the two cities but are still opposed to the rail line. Former Governor Scott Walker killed a similar project when he ran for governor in 2010, saying few people would use it. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.